Good morning, 461. So today is Sports Friday. So what sport are we going to talk about today? We're going to talk about Australian rules football. So Australian rules football is one of my favorite sports to watch because it's so completely different. So Australian rules football is a version of football, much like American football or rugby or soccer. It's played with an oblong ball that's kind of like a football, but a little bit more rounded, so maybe closer to a rugby ball. And there's just a few rules. First of all, Australian rules football is played on this giant pitch, which is an oval. And the length of that can be about 200 yards long. So imagine two football fields, one after the other. And the width of it is about, at the center point, is about a football field wide. So a very huge field, often played on cricket grounds, with 18 players per side. So I'm not going to get into all the minutiae of the game, but I'll tell you a few of the points. So the main point is that you are trying to score as many points as possible, and you can do that in one of two ways. You can kick the ball through two central uprights, kind of like field goals, except there's no crossbar in it. You can just kick it through the middle of those two, and that's a goal, and that gives you 6 points. If you kick it through there, two smaller goalposts, so there's these goalposts on either side of the central goalpost, and if you kick it through those, that's a behind, and it's worth 1 point. So if you touch the ball as it's going in, if the opponents touch the ball, the defenders touch the ball as it's trying to go through the center, it's a behind, so it goes back for a behind. My favorite thing about Australian rules football is that the goal judges used to wear pith helmets, which were very interesting, and they had a very unique way of signaling goals. You should look it up. They no longer do that, but originally they did. So the general idea of this is that you're trying to move the ball from one end of the field, from your end of the field to the other end of the field, and then kick these goals or behinds. And you can do that in a couple ways. The first way is that you can kick the ball with your foot. And if your teammate catches the ball and it needs to go, I don't know, it's about 15 yards or something. If it goes that way and a player catches the ball in the air, you kick it and I catch it in the air, I can call what's a mark, and that means that I get a free opportunity to kick the ball forward. You can hand pass the ball, which is like, I don't know, bumping the ball in volleyball. You can catch the ball and then with a clenched fist hit the ball forward and pass it to a teammate that way. Or you can run with the ball, except you have to every so often. I think it's about 15 yards or something. Again, I don't exactly know. It's by eye. It's not by actual measurement. You can run with the ball, but every 15 yards or so, you have to bounce the ball once off of the ground, and it's, you know, oblong, so you have this whole skill of that. So you bounce the ball and you pick it up and then you keep running. You can be tackled. If you get tackled with the ball and you refuse to let go of the ball, then the other team gets the ball. Okay, so it's kind of like rugby, that the point is that the ball should be available for either team to be contested. You can be tackled, like I said. If you bump it to somebody else, then it's free to go. So it's really an endurance sport. It's a very young person sport due to the amount of running that there is. And Australian rules football players are some of the best athletes for that reason. There's kind of a second level of Australian rules football lately, which is the fact that Australian rules football players can retire from the AFL in Australia and end up still coming to the United States and becoming excellent punters in the NFL. And most of the best punters in the NFL and college football now are actually Australian, because they learned these techniques of being able to kick the ball highly effectively. So anyway, there you go. The Australian Football League, the AFL, is the main governing body of Aussie rules football. I encourage you to look some of the matches up. Go to YouTube and do a quick search, and you can learn. It's a very tough sport. When I remember watching an Australian rules game, I don't know, maybe 6-7 years ago, where a guy had a broken arm and was running off the field, and one of his opponents just came over and punched him in the broken arm while he was running off the field. There's some interesting other things about it strategically, and in particular, the idea of scoreboard pressure, that if you can build a big enough lead at the front end, you can require the other team to exert more energy early on, which causes them to wear out, which allows you to kind of win in the long haul, which I use to effect in my coaching of lacrosse. So what I would like to do is give you a quiz today, just to kind of keep things rolling over. And that's a quiz on data storage. And I don't mean inside of your program, I mean external. So one of the toughest things about programming and software design is understanding what data you need to store and how you're going to store it and how you're going to get it back into a program. And so I want you to think about this. So usually we kind of do a couple different things. We say, we'll just slap it all into a text file by printing it all out. And we use text and there it is, print it out. But that's not always the best process. And by that I mean the way you organize your data allows your program and potentially other programs to access and use it. Another idea that people often say is we'll just have a database and we'll let it do all the work and we'll have it interface with SQL. But that's not really always the best thing either. You know, imagine wanting to get statistics for a very specific Australian rules football game. I might want to have this in a data structure or data storage, a file that I could just grab the statistics from this particular day, this particular game, and send it to somewhere else. Maybe someone who will then convert it into what goes into the paper, and then maybe something that will convert it into what goes on to the website, and something that can be converted into what gets printed into a book, right? Those are kind of three different directions with the same file, the same fundamental data. I don't want to give someone a whole database to do that. I want to give someone a file that they can look at and process. So there is another idea that you can do as well, which is to have binary data. Binary data has some advantages. In particular, it is much smaller, right? You can store a four-digit number in 4 bytes either way. You can store a 8-digit number in 4 bytes, but you can't store an 8-digit number. I may be off on that. It might be 8 bytes. I don't know. But you can't. You can store it in the 4 bytes in binary, but not in the in ASCII. You can't. You know, you need 8 characters or more. So there's that as well. That there's kind of having a custom data storage can reduce the size. So what I would like you to do is think about Australian rules football and the statistics that are kept. So maybe go to the Australian rules football league, AFL, and look at some of the statistics that they would keep for a particular game and devise a file format for storing this. And your file format should be able to be shareable. Oftentimes it's really good to be able to access it and edit it with a text editor. But it should be shareable and it should kind of make sense. How can I load this into multiple languages? Maybe you're writing a program in C++. How can I take this data and be able to load it in? Maybe you're writing a program in Python. How can I take this data and load it in? And JavaScript and Java and C, how would I get this in? How can I build a file format that's parsable, that's well-defined, and shareable? And so I want you to think through this. One way you can do this is build your own grammar for the file. And that's, you know, maybe you build a grammar and you build a parser and then you use something like Flex or what is it, Bison and whatever, right? And you can Yak and all those things. I get them all confused in my head. But you could like take the grammar and then parse it out. Now you have a parser and you're able to build it into tokens. Or maybe you want to use a standard file format like JSON or CSV, right? I mean, there's all kinds of file formats that you can do. And what are the advantages and disadvantages of those? So I want you to come up with a file format for storing the statistics for a single Australian rules football game. So figure out what are the values that you need to store and how you're going to do that. And let's store it in a text file. And, well, I don't know. You can think about it in terms of text file and binary and how that would make a difference. And then I want you to come up with a description of that, all right? So that's what I'm really looking for. How would it do? What defines it? And what would you need to know to make an implementation for reading in and out this file format? And how could I, as somebody who's going to be a third-party user of your data, be able to build one? All right, think about this across different languages, C++, Python, Java, JavaScript, and what would be easy and what would be difficult to do in each one of those. All right, that is going to be due. I don't know. We can make it due Monday night or something like that. I'll make it due Monday night. That gives you time. You can work in pairs, partners, if you want on this. I'm not certainly looking for one person. I want you to just think about this and try to work your way through it. I don't know. We don't do a lot of time in class, so that's something for it. All right, I've kind of babbling now, so I'll let you go and watch some Australian rules football. It's good talking to you.